Hi, this is a dictation of Christopher Coleman, CHRISTOPHER COLEMAN, Christopher Coleman. Date of birth is 11/19/92. Date of accident is 10/19/2025. Date of service 12/3/2025. The patient was last seen as a new patient on 10/20/2025. Since then, he missed his appointment. Currently, he reports that he is suffering from severe pain and he requests an injection for Toradol by intramuscular injection. So much pain. Initially, he was rear-ended in an automobile accident where he was a passenger on the rear seat, left side, leading to headaches with the symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, blurred vision, spots in the vision, and pain syndrome with severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, left knee, and right shoulder. All of these symptoms are continuing, and patient reports shooting pain to the left leg anteriorly and laterally and occasionally posteriorly. These pains are continuing as to the tune of 9 to 10. And he has a severe muscle spasm that was found on the last visit as well. And that has been quite painful in the trapezius muscle neck area. And there is a torticollis, and patient has a limited ability to move as the neck is very stiff. Patient has done physical therapy 3 times per week, but it's not improving. He has his own psychiatrist where he sees him for anxiety and for depression and for schizophrenia and bipolar already. He was placed on Lexapro, which has not helped him, so he's not taking it. I'm going to refer him back to his psychiatrist for management of all those issues. He can walk up to a block. He can sit and stand less than 20 minutes. He's currently not working. He's a construction person. His pain in the head is 9, right shoulder pain is 9, left knee pain is 9, and all the spine pain is 10. He cannot move his right shoulder beyond 110 degrees. Overall, the pain is between 8 and 9. ADLs are affected 9. Patient reports 0% relief. Please review the record for ADL for system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse. Compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure was found to be 119/98. Pulse is 75. And pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam will remain the same from initial visit, 10/20/2025, dictation number 1021-028. Kindly copy and paste the general review, musculoskeletal examination, musculature examinations, and extremities examinations. Plan of care or treatment plan is as follows. I have provided the patient with Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day for 30 days with food for anti-inflammatory effect. SFX 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Ortran 50 mg PRN for pain relief, 60 tablets. Zoloft 50 mg PRN for anxiety and depression. Nurontin 600 mg twice a day for neuropathic pain. Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep help. Medigesic is provided for headaches, and lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Patients ordered a physical therapy to continue 3 times per week for the affected areas, which include the neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as the right shoulder and the left knee. Patient is found to have no issues with the sacroiliac joints at this time. Overall, the patient is stable. He'll continue these treatments, and he'll be seen once the MRI for complete spine, right shoulder, and left knee are done for further review. Thank you. Thank you.